Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
On a magnificent Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. I hope you missed me as much as I missed you. Lord help me. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to my man, Avant. Thank you so much for joining us last week. And remember, family, be sure to get his new single, Not Gonna Lose, Never That. Available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. I hope everyone had a fantabulous weekend. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity and here vibing with the Teddy Bear, of course, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. We're expecting my man, of course, the one and only Omar Wilson, as we celebrate his new album, his debut album, Living Legend, due out on March the 22nd. But while I got you here, safe and sound, comfy and cozy, like Linus's blanket, let's take you back just a little bit with my lady, Alita Adams, with Safe and Sound, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
My baby boy,
Super talented. This 2019 NAACP Image Award nominated for Outstanding New Artist debut album, Living Legend, due out on March the 22nd, just 48 hours away. Omar Wilson, Lord have mercy. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bears, my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Mr. Omar Wilson. Omar, are you in the vibe with us,
man,
sir?
Oh man, that was that's what I call an illustrious introduction, my brother. I appreciate that, man. they should have some superhero like Shaz music playing in the background, man. Come on, man.
Hey man,
I appreciate you, big brother.
Hey man, I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill those needs, man. So it's all right, man. We got you here. First and foremost, congratulations on the new album, man. I mean, the feedback and people are waiting with bated breath for this album to be released in 48 hours. Man, you've been teasing this with a slice of cheesecake here and there. So now we got a full course meal due out in 48 hours. And I got to ask you, from an artist's perspective, how do you feel about the release, long-awaited release of your debut album?
Man, well, first thing, I know everybody loves cheesecake. You know what I mean? A little bit of wine go with that or something. A little champagne or something. So that always helps smooth the palate. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Chuck, that weapon of choice. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
But, man. But this is definitely, man, this is in the culmination of my whole life, man. It is like the precipice. It's the pinnacle. It is now the final piece of the puzzle that I needed to prove reality in all that people might have thought was rhetoric. Because it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing for people to digest it, create their opinion of it, and love it or hate it. And I'm so ready for people to take and to have the experience that I have making this album and really learning who Omar Wilson is on all different wavelengths and levels through taking the experience listening to this album from the beginning to the end. You know, and I feel like it's a journey, man. It's a journey, and I look forward to people's feedback, their energy, and just letting them know that I put everything and we put everything that we could into making sure that this album and this vibe will last forever.
Well, since you decided to take us there, in the words of the immortal Staple Singers, you opened the door, so let's go on through. Let's take it to another level. I've heard a lot of rhetoric in this industry about R&B this, R&B that, and I'm the new voice of R&B, so you have to forgive me. I'm kind of a classic R&B aficionado. So I wanted to ask you, from an R&B perspective, where do you see yourself at right now, as far as what do you feel this album can bring to the table that's going to completely separate you from what we see right now as being presented to us in the R&B soul category?
Moving people, indoctrinating the feeling, reestablish that feeling in your gut, that hair that stands up on your hand, the goosebumps you get just from the reverberation of healing somebody's emotional intent. I think for me, it's more about touching people's spirit and soul and connecting with things that people think maybe are not even worth dealing with, or they're not important because they think it's all just about a hit record. Allow people to attach themselves to it, understand they're part of it. So what makes me different is reestablishing the connection with the emotion of what music is and putting that feeling back into it.
Well, it's very obvious to me that you put all of yourself in this album. I mean, when you present a kaleidoscope of 17 tracks for the listening public to lose themselves in and say, okay, I get a sense he's going to show us some transparency. I get a sense he's going to give us something we can feel. Lord have mercy. It's been a long time coming that we can kind of sink our teeth into some real R&B music. For those who are not familiar with who you are and what you represent, that's okay. That's why we're here. That's why the teddy bear here is here with you, vibing in the zone. Who is Omar Wilson, and what do you represent as far as being an artist? Forget the label as far as being R&B. Just as an artist from a creative standpoint, who are you? What do you represent?
Omar Wilson is life, man. Omar Wilson is experience. Omar Wilson is ups and downs, victory and defeat, letdowns and betrayal, self-love, the understanding of the struggle being the canvas for your greatness. Omar Wilson is your homie. You know, Omar Wilson is a father, a brother, you know, a lover. I'm here to let people know that I'm no different than them. I believe everybody has the same superpower. And I'm here to represent the redemption of hard work, dedication, focus, and faith that no matter what, you can achieve the greatness you believe in.
Those three things that you just said that really kind of got me: hard work, sacrifice, and being persistent in what you believe in. There's a lot of sacrifice being an artist, especially when you're a family man, when you're a father, being able to balance both personal and professional. How have you managed to do so? Because being in this industry can be very taxing. It can be very demanding, especially when you're an artist that really believes in what you're doing, especially from the creative process. So how have you managed to balance both?
Well, I just make sure that when I do spend time with my family, when I do have those spans of time where I can just dedicate myself to them, I immerse myself in just that. You know, of course, you have to balance your day, and it has to be filled with the things that keep you moving. But I know that there will be times, like the times that's happening right now, where I might miss a birthday, I might miss a holiday. There might be a time where I can't be there. So I try my best to make every single moment that I do have with the ones that I love feel like it's their birthday, feel like it's that a day where you're supposed to get that so-called extra attention. That extra attention should be all the time. So that's what allows me when I am away and I'm, you know, sad that I can't see their face and, you know, I can't really be with them. The reassurance is I knew I did everything I could when I was with them to make them happy and show them how much I love them. And that's what keeps me focused.
Well, you know what? It definitely resonates through your music. I mean, just some of the titles for the 17 songs on this new album, from Sounds That You Make, She Got It, Smoking On You, The One, Ain't Nobody, Pull Up, Baby, A Million Ways. What I've seen over the years where, for me personally, where R&B, soul music, grown folk music, so to speak, has lost some of the ambiance is that everything is so just in your face. There's no more romance. There's no more innuendo. somewhere along the line, I think you lost it. Everything is just very blatant and out there. And the titles and the vibe that I get from your music is that you're attempting to bring that kind of music, very sensuous, very grown folk music, where you can everything was based upon communication. You could speak to that person, for the ones who are unable to say the kind of words to get across to that particular woman on what they were feeling. Or as the late, great Teddy Pendergrass once said, be for real, Lord have mercy. So where do you see yourself as far as being a connoisseur and being able to convey this message of love,
man,
and sensual desire?
I mean, your words are still, I feel like I see Michael Jordan dunking as you're speaking right now. Yeah, teach me, Grandmaster. I'm just trying to learn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But one thing you hit on is that. That's what I evolved to understand, is part of my job is to be the translator for the normal cat that might be rough edge, and that adds to what you said, what do I see myself as? That's what it is, the translator for the normal cat that might have a rough edge and might think telling their girl that they love them or doing certain things, they might think it makes them feel a certain way or look a certain way when that's what you're supposed to be doing. So they use me as a way of conveying how they really feel. You know, and I don't really think that there's been nobody that has conveyed that in a while. And I have studied the Teddy Pendergrasses, the Otis Reddings, the Sam Cooks, you know, the Marvin Gayes, and really understanding their greatness and what made them great to this day and forever. And then it's my job to be that land bridge between the people that understand and I represent and pay homage to, and this generation that needs to understand that feeling. Like, I performed at colleges, you know, for whatever, they were 18, 19, and I performed like James Brown's The Man's World and Sam Cooke's Change Gonna Come. And had the crowds jumping, you would think Chris Brown's in there. And it's because I'm conveying a piece of music that they're not used to, and that's the feeling. That is that the goosebumps. That is the feeling in their gut, and they're not used to that. So it's almost alien to them, but at the same time familiar. So I really feel like that's why God wanted me to go on this pilgrimage of paying homage to the greats, understanding what that power is. So I make sure that with this album, and even as you said, these titles, I never even thought about it like that as you ran the titles down. But it is the perfect hybrid to bring everybody together and realize how much we need each other through music.
Without question. Like Marvin Gaye said, man, I want you to want me. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's...
Man. Man.
It's been a long time overdue. Like I said, you know, I've just kind of sit back and I see the things that have transpired over the past, I'd say 20 some odd years. And I've seen how music has changed. I've seen how the record labels, how the radio station formats have changed as far as what they consider quote unquote R&B music. I've seen the rebirth of the British invasion, where you have a lot of British artists that are singing quote unquote R&B soul music and get an outlandish amount of airplay on R&B stations. But then when I see artists of my ilk, of my pigmentation, where they can't get their projects getting any kind of airplay at all, but yet and still, if you turn on to a UK station, all you hear is black music. All you hear is
black
R&B
music.
Soul music. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they do that, and I'm saying, something's not right. And I'm saying, okay, I've waited so long. I said, okay, it's been a lot of buzz. I said, okay, Omar's coming out with a new album. I'm like, okay, we're going to see what this cat is going to bring to the table, because everything I hear now is very pop oriented.
Man,
I hear a lot of pop
music.
I'm going
to tell you right now, I am your Navy SEAL. Trust and believe, brother. You can use me as the muse to say, finally, we have the tool we needed to grandfather some things and to make it fair for us once again. And I think that's why I've been held back and cultivated so long. And my new label, BSE, you know, the machine that put their musical edge on what I was doing, that put the final touches on making sure that the records that are on this album fall in line with what you just said. What's missing so much, where it's a breath of fresh air for individuals that need it, and it's going to be the Excalibur sword needed to cut through all this foolishness.
Man, I couldn't.
We needed to have the correct album, and then have individuals like yourself that people respect to cut through the foolishness.
Without question. Now, the slice of cheesecake that I was referring to at the beginning of our conversation, our little tete-a-tete here, vibing here in the zone, of course, with the very talented Omar Wilson, the first release,
Jeez.
Love Song. Everybody's like, wow, I'm vibing with this. This is smooth. I mean, it's no aftertaste. It goes down
yes.
very delicately, like, you know, a night of refined Chardonnay. It's a beautiful thing. Only thing is missing is some wine and cheese and maybe some grapes, and we're good to go. I said, okay, we got March the 22nd around the corner when this album's supposed to release.
Yes,
and I'm looking and listening to Love Song, and I get such a strong, refreshing transparency from you, because it's like you're singing from somewhere that you can tell when somebody puts their heart and soul in their music, and it becomes transparent and it's believable. For you, how important is it to show that level of transparency to the listeners out there who are really vibing with you and really waiting for this album?
Well, that's what makes it real, man, because I never tried to be the prettiest singer or the best singer in the world. I just gave my best. And sometimes that outweighs the talent. Yeah, I believe the talent is in my voice, my texture. You know, my story is part of my talent. But I give my all every single time, like it's the last time that I will be in earth. It's the last time I'll ever be able to sing. And anybody that has ever felt that way will always feel it. Because if you reach for something, whether it's love or who you are as a person, you will understand that vibe. So it's the main ingredient. It's the main recipe of who Omar Wilson is. Not trying to out-sing nobody or hit the bass with the highest notes or whatever. I'm just singing what I feel. And I'm singing what I feel with 1,000,000%. So I think there might be somebody out there that needs that 1,000,000% to keep them moving every day.
Lord have mercy.
That's always been in my spirit like that. Like, at the end of the day, like you said, if you don't believe it, no one else will. So I make sure I overbelieve.
Well, so it is written, so it shall be done. Since we got a slice of cheesecake for the listening audience, friends, listeners, tune in, lend me your ears as we get lost. And the new single, of course, from the new album due out in 48 hours. Living legend, Omar Wilson with Love Song, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I want you, I need you, love sleeping by your side, your body close to mine, forever, my baby, even though you drive me crazy, I don't want no other lady, I'll be there when you call, you know I got you girl, you know I got you. Never changes for you, and I want you to know that
you're my girl, my homie.
Woo.
You don't gotta worry, it's all on me. You're my love strong.
My love strong.
It's all about us, never about me.
know I got you. My love never changes for you. I want you to know that
my love is on me. You gotta work, it's all on me.
Second via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and make sure you let your fingers do the walking to get all the latest updates. Stop by his official website. That's at www.owilson.com. Also on Instagram at instagram.com/OmarWilson1. And last but not least, Lord have mercy, on Twitter as at twitter.com/OmarWilson, often imitated but never quite duplicated. Brother, I want to thank you so much for taking time and vibing with me in the zone, man. I cannot wait until the 22nd so we can go on and get this album. We're going to do whatever we need to do to push it out there. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. This is definitely your home away from home, and you have an open invitation. Open invitation. Whenever you're ready, come on down here to Houston, Texas, man. We would love to have you here in the studio.
Man, same here, man. Believe me, man, big brother, I'm going to make you proud, man. I'm going to fill that void that's needed and do what I need to do to make people like yourself proud that soul music will live on and is being carried on by somebody that respects it, that does the research, and pays homage to those that deserve it.
Lord have mercy. I got it, man. I'm going to hold you to that, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. Much continued success, and we look forward to you coming down here to Houston more sooner than later, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. All God right. bless again, man. Thank you for support.
Oh,
thank you so much,
time.
Teddy Bear. Talk to you soon.
Oh. All right, brother. Take it easy. The very talented Omar Wilson here, living in the zone of LOTO Radio. Got to take a quick 2 and 2. Got some bills to pay. Pay the cost to be the boss. But while I got you here, is it okay if we get in Doctor Who's time machine and get lost with some O'Brien? Can I kiss your lips? Yes, Lord. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
starving for your love. What I wouldn't do to have one taste of your sweetness. I'd give everything just to feel your skin on mine one more time. And the closer I get,
let
Teddy Bear Story, of course, legendary heat wave here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to my man, the Renaissance Man, Omar Wilson. Thank you, my man, for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, his new album, debut album, of course, Living Legend, due out on March the 22nd, 48 hours away. I don't care how you get there, get here when you can. Yes, Lord. And the countdown has begun. I know there's been rumors circulating. Well, Teddy Bear, what's going on with the zone? Well, hey, it's been 10 years. It is time for the Teddy Bear to step down. Has some other things that he needs to do. We're going to change the format. Hey, don't do that. Don't get all sad and teary-eyed. We don't do that here. We're going to have two new hosts. Yeah. It's going to be taking over for the Teddy Bear. I just want to send out a lot of love and a very special thank you to all the many listeners, supporters, the ones that have been there from the start and the ones that have tuned in and given me an opportunity to put some real music back in your heart. It has been very therapeutic for me, and I love you more than words can say. Lord have mercy. It's been a beautiful experience, a beautiful ride. So my cup runneth over with gratitude. But while I still got you here and the countdown has begun, we got some more music on the way. The Teddy Bear will be back on live this coming Friday. Yes, Lord. March the 22nd, as we welcome, yes, Pamela Long from the R&B group Total. She has a new hit single out called Why, featuring rapper Bree Z. Yes, Lord. 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Get all the latest updates, the comings and goings, and what's going on in the zone. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by our Instagram page. That's at instagram.com/LOTO Radio, the zone. Also, on Twitter at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. And last but certainly not the least, you can also catch up with us on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/LOTO Radio, the zone. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear, like all good cuddly teddy bears, we do forgive you. Yes, we do. For those who missed the interview, we got you covered in all aspects. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone. Go to iHeartRadio and type in LOTL, The Zone, and you can listen to the interview in its entirety. Matter of fact, while you're there, why don't you go on and do the best thing? Subscribe so you never miss any of the great interviews that we have and that we have had on The Zone. Also, we're on Spotify with the same handle. Tune in. What else? My goodness. Podbean. We are everywhere. Where, and that's the wonderful thing now about having apps and having phone with apps that you say, hey, I don't have any time to be at home. So let me, hey, I got my app. I can pull it up on my phone and get lost in some blueprint music. Substance, quality over quantity. Lord have mercy. I put a lot of thought process in how I was vibing and what I wanted to close the show with. So what I'm going to do, yes, Lord, we're going to do some Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I miss you, like my man once said. I love you more than I love myself. Lord have mercy. Then he said, Teddy Bear, how are you going to top that? I mean, you're going to really hit us with that. Oh, that's all right. You know I got you covered. And we're going to close it down with the latest from my man, Avant. His new hit single, Not Gonna Lose. So I want everybody to stay up, remain strong, keep your head to the sky, as that great American poet Maurice White once said. And I will definitely see you on the other side. So, as in always, keep it soulful while you're vibing in the zone.
Too much of your time, but just thought I'd give you a ring and see how you're doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
There ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you in, but I even went out and got a gig. Oh, forgot you're not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day, all the overtime I can get. I don't know. I guess it might be too late, but. Lucky I haven't been. Well, you know, being they got that lottery. I hit it. I'd like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me.
Listen, baby.
How's my little son?
But I got to tell you this.
Have you ever asked about me?
I know you
just
found
a little
somebody
bit.
New. And I just don't know what to do.
Does he still like to go down by the
miss
supermarket?
You, give you the world.
If I could just if I could just see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. Swear I miss you. You done heard it 10 times or more, but swear I done changed. Swear I done changed.
We fell in love. I was hoping it would come for me. We were doing those things that would please us, but that wasn't enough. But sometimes it's not all about love. We had to learn that. We were better as friends and beginners, and then it got tough. So tough. But if you're thinking about crazy days. You gotta be out of your mind. I don't wanna lose you and let someone misuse you. Cause every day I choose you. Let's not break up. No, let's make up. Cause I don't wanna lose. I don't wanna lose you. I don't wanna lose. Let's not break up. No, let's make up. Cause I'm not gonna lose. What your friends say doesn't matter. But what really matters is that we're both here, baby. And I don't care about the chitter chatter. Cause the fact is that we're still in love, yeah. Even though we disagree. If they take you away, you find your way back to me. No one knows you like I know. Not like I know. Only I know. If you're thinking about parting ways these days, you gotta be out of your mind. I don't wanna lose you.
Lose you, 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 you.
Someone misuse you.
Someone misuse
you. Every day I choose you.
I do, I do, I do.
Let's not break up. I don't wanna be away from you.
No way.
And I don't ever wanna see my babe. Someone new.
Someone.
Ooh. Took a long time for me to see.
Long time.
That you are the only one truly there for me.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Baby. So if you think I'm not gonna lie.